Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory,
what joy they bring to me.
How I long
once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
What joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
What joy they bring to me. With my friends at the old country church.
Well, good morning, everyone. And greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, I'm asking the Holy Spirit to come forward this morning to open our hearts and minds to be receptive to this, thy word, Father, and to give us the truth and the guidance of this word, Father, so that we can grow greater in understanding and be able to reach out and be of greater help to those that are in need, Father, and even within ourselves, that we can be what you want us to be, doing what you have for us to do, Father, in each and every one of us. Now, Father, be with us throughout this study, and I'm asking this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. We're going to be this morning in 2 Timothy, the second chapter. I'll give you a few moments to get there. Because, you know, Timothy, both 1 and 2, has got a lot of things in it that you and I need in our lives and need to understand how we are to walk through this life for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, let's get into our scripture. Verse 1 says, "Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses." Pardon me. "The same commit thou to faithful who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness." Pardon me. We've got a dampness here this morning outside, no, and it's coming inside here. As a good soldier of Jesus Christ, Lord, no man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who has chosen him to be a soldier. And if a man also strive for masteries, yet is he not crowned, except he strive lawfully? 6. The husbandman that laboreth must be first the taker of the fruits. 7. Consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things. 8. Remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel. 9. Wherein I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even unto bonds, but the word of God is not bound. 10. Therefore, I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. It is a faithful saying, for if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. 12. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. 13. If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful, he cannot deny himself. 14. Of these things, put them in remembrance, charging them before the Lord, that they strive not about words to no profit, but to the subverting of the hearers. 15. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. 17. And their word will eat as doth a canker, of whom is Hymenaeus and Philetus, who concerning the truth have erred, saying that the resurrection is past already, and overthrow the faith of some. Now, 19. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal: the Lord knoweth them that are his. And let every one that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. 20. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. 21. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. 22. Flee also youthful lust, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. But foolish and unlearned questions avoid, knowing that they do gender strife. And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient. 25. In meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure will give them repentance, to the acknowledging of the truth. 26, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. All right. Now, we've come to the end now of our reading there in chapter 2. So let's back up here and see what all Paul is actually speaking to Timothy about. And as we start here with verse 1, now therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach each other. 3. Now therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. For no man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who has chosen him to be a soldier. It warned Timothy of the difficulties of the ministry. And we all know, especially those that have anything to do with the ministry of the gospel, we know that the stronger you walk with the ministry and the closer with this word, more problems you're going to have. Now, and he's urging him to be strong in contrast to those who defected. And you see, they was those in that day that was walking away and would not accept the things they needed to have in order to be what God wanted them to be, just as is happening today. We have a lot of them that are defecting from the truth of God's word. They leave out a lot of it because they are afraid to teach it. They are afraid that a lot of mankind will turn away from them. They'll be left short, and the money and stuff won't come in as they want it to do. So therefore, they just don't teach it. And they're teaching things that are contrary to the word. Now, you know, when it comes to faithful men, they were to be selected and trained to be leaders and teachers. And that's what he's telling Timothy here in this chapter. Plus, he's told him that in several others. Thus, personal discipleship was to be a vital part of Timothy's leadership. You see, Timothy is to take them, train them into becoming leaders and teachers and all, and to endure hardness and suffer afflictions. And Paul is a good one because his life is an illustration of what we can, it's when we really stand on the word of Almighty God and teach it as he would have us to teach it. You see, you and I are not to be teaching anyway. We are vessels to be used by the Holy Spirit so He can teach and bring about those that are walking in darkness, from darkness to light, and that light being the Lord Jesus Christ. These are things that we need to realize in our lives. Because without the Lord Jesus Christ, without the Father, without the Holy Spirit, we are absolutely nothing. Now, and we need to know and to understand that. Paul did. Paul knew exactly. Where everything he had came from. And he knew his standing with the Lord God. He knew that he was an apostle. He knew he was called into the ministry. He was called to teach. He knew all of that. But he also knew that without the Spirit of Almighty God, he was nothing. That's why you and I are told to walk in the Spirit. And so that he becomes our guide. And then he will speak to us and through us to others. And our lives will be examples for others to see. And not because of us. Because, you know, we have to know that more that God works through us, don't let pride get in the way and start putting me and I into that. Well, I did this. No, I didn't do that. The Lord done that. See what I'm saying? Because with pride, you're going to wind up with a fall and a lot of trouble. Now, he told him about the hardship and suffering affliction. And Paul illustrates this truth by using soldier and athlete and a farmer, all of whom suffer privation in order to be rewarded. And that's what we are to do. Strive lawfully. That means to play according to the rules. What rules are you and I to play by? These denominations that we got out here? No. We are to play by the rules of this holy book. And the word of Almighty God. As we are led by the Holy Spirit and the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, Jesus died on the cross for you and I. He went back to heaven and sent back to you and I the Holy Spirit to give us the power, the truth, and the way of being able to make heaven our home throughout eternity. But we must follow them and the word, not this world and the things it has to offer. And we need to be spending a lot more time in the word and with each other, with the other children of Almighty God, because it helps us to grow. It helps us to have the strength to make it through. Now, you see, as long as we play, as Paul put it, by the rules, as he was telling Timothy there, things will work out just fine. When we go on now here with verse 8, remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel, 9, wherein I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even unto bonds. But the word of God is not bound. You see, we may be in bonds to the Lord Jesus, but his word is not bound. And it can go and do what it is supposed to do. His word has power and authority. These are things to think about. That's why we are told to speak them. When he told you you could move mountains, what did he tell you to do? He said, speak to the mountain and believe. That we are to do with everything in our life. Speak it. Believe it. And you know, a saying I've heard several times from several men of God, that we are what we say we are. And that is in the Word of God also. Now, ten. Therefore, I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. Paul cites two examples of endurance. One, the supreme example of one who endured such hardships, which was Jesus Christ. He's using him as an example. And also, the human example of one who endured such hardships was Paul himself. And those of us today that will stand on the truth of God's word, we know that we are facing being talked about, lied on, lied to, and anything else they could do to tear our reputation and all down. And they'll watch every move we make and listen to every word we say, trying to find a way to trip us up. That's what Paul is warning them about here, or warning Timothy about. Now, 11, it is a faithful saying, for if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. Well, you know, I've explained to you before about what happens when you're baptized. You are baptized not for repentance like it was in John's day. We are baptized because we are to put on the Lord Jesus Christ. And we are being buried with him. As we're put under that water, we're being buried with Christ. We're putting on his burial and his death. And as we're being raised up out of that water, we're being raised in his resurrection. And we are to walk then in newness of life. Your life is to start again. And you are to get into the Word of God and with his people and grow until you are filled with the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. And then you have been born again, which is something we must obtain, or we are not going to be able to enter into the kingdom of heaven. Think about that. And a lot of them don't teach today about you being born again and the truth of being born again. And yet it's in the Gospel of John where Jesus is talking to Nicodemus and plainly tells him and us that unless we're born again, we cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. And then you can go to 1 John, the third chapter. It lets us know exactly what happens when we are born again. Now, we'll be getting into that later, a little later on. Twelve. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. You don't want to follow him? That's between you and him. But I'm telling you right now that if you deny him, he's going to deny you. And there's no way you'll be able to enter into heaven. Now, 13. If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful, he cannot deny himself. You know, this command to put them in remembrance means to remind them of these truths. The command to study means give diligence and be zealous. It involves a total effort of mind, emotion, and will, rightly dividing, in other words, cutting straight the word of truth, and the apostles appeals for effort to be made to properly interpret the word of Almighty God. Now, you see, we are not to interpret this word ourselves. We are to understand his interpretation. The interpretation that is given to us by the Holy Spirit. Oh, now, that, you know, you hear a lot of people tell you that, oh, that's your interpretation. We're not supposed to be in Germany. If you look in 2 Peter, chapter 1, let's go with from 19 through 21. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that you take heed as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star rise in your hearts, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. So be careful and take the interpretation that is given by the Holy Spirit of Almighty God and not your own. Now, a lot of times we'll see something and we'll go to thinking within ourselves, well, you know, I think this and I think that. It don't matter what I think, it's what the Word of God said. What was its interpretation? Now, 14. Of these things, put them in remembrance, charging them before the Lord that they strive not about words to no profit, to the subverting of the hearers. 15. Study. Something else man kind of don't like to do. It's just what we're doing right now. And the way that we're reaching out and all. Love talk. Through YouTube. We ought to have a lot more in these studies than what we are getting. Study to show thyself approved unto God. Approved unto who? Unto God. A workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And as you study this word, the Holy Spirit will give you the right and the wrong of this word. Now, the word itself is never wrong. But there's a lot of them out there that has taken the right interpretation and adding to it and taking away from it and twisting and turning to make it say things it does not say and making it wrong. Now, 16. But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. Now, that vain babbling refers to useless disputes about genealogies, histories, hair-splitting debates over the law. You know, and it does. As the word tells us, it eats like a cancer. And we're not to do that. We're to shun all of that. We're not to have any part of it. Because it will bring more ungodliness. 17. And their word will eat as doth a canker, of whom is Hymenaeus and Philetus, who concerning the truth have erred. Now, saying that the resurrection is past already and overthrown the faith of some. Now, there was already some proclaiming that the resurrection had already happened in Paul's day and time. And we've had them to prophesy the resurrection and all happening at different times in my day and time, as I've lived. There's been several. Say it was going to be such and such time and all. That time came and went, and it didn't happen. You see, only God knows that. And the Word tells us that. Now, no man knows the day, the time, the year, nothing else. Not even the angels in heaven know. Now, Nineteen. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure. When you stand on the foundation of this word, you're standing on God's foundation, and it is sure. It's not going to fall, and if you will really stand on it, it's not going to let you fall. Having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Now you're told you can't live without sin in your life. But that's not what the Word of God tells you. You see, that's something else they've taken out of context to get it to say what they wanted it to say, which is to tell you where you can't live your life in. Well, you better, because that's not really the Word of God. Now, 20. But in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, fit and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. You see, the study and the living of God's Word is what puts us on the foundation and keeps us there and prepares us for every good work that God will call upon you and I. Flee also youthful lusts, but follow righteousness, faith, charity. We all know that charity is love. Peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. If that heart's got sin in it, it ain't pure. 23. Foolish and unlearned questions avoid, knowing that they do gender strife. They cause arguments, and we don't want that. We don't argue about the Word of God. When you're talking to others out there, there'll be some you'll be talking to that'll want to argue with you. No, don't argue with them. If you have gotten the Word, just excuse yourself and leave. But don't stand and argue with it. Now, Number 24, and the servants of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, and apt to teach. That's all that are the children of God, apt to teach, because we are to teach others that are around us, others that we are in contact with. It don't mean you're a teacher in the church, although some could be. But that's not what he's talking about here. He's talking about us teaching others out here in life. Now, patience. And that's something a whole lot of mankind don't have, is patience. And I used to be one of the worst. I didn't have any patience at all. But I have grown even in that way through the years. And as I have said, you know, a lot of people say, well, you know, I sure hate growing old, you know, because they'll see a lot of the old people that just give up. They were some children of God and they just give up. And they'll think, well, you know, when I get old, I'm going to be like that. Oh, you don't have to be. These older years have been the best years of my life. I'm still going. God has me doing things. I'm teaching twice a day, every day. I'm listening for him to speak to me, to do whatever he would tell me to do. And the ninth day of September, I turned 90 years old. Think about it. But yet I have more peace, more joy today than I've ever had in my younger life. Because my younger life was a turmoil. I wasn't a good young man. Not by a long shot. Wasn't much I didn't do. Few things I didn't. I didn't mess with drugs. Because for one, I knew they was going to take away from things that I was doing. So I left them alone. I've done a lot of things in my life I should never have done, should have left alone. And now I have the peace, the love, and the calmness of Almighty God within me. And it doesn't matter what comes against me, I still have it because I know I'm not alone, that the Lord Jesus and the Holy Spirit is with me. I'm not going through it by myself. I know the Lord God is there watching over me. I've got nothing at all really to complain about. Think about that. And God knows I want to do exactly what he wants me to do. I'm his to do with whatever he wants to do. Now, "25 in meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves, if good, peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth." In 26, "and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil who are taken captive by him at his will. But you see, that's something else we as the children of God don't have to worry about. Because of those that are living within us are a lot stronger than he is. And when he comes against us, we have the authority to use the name of Jesus and tell him to go. And he's got to go. That don't mean he won't come back. Because you see, we are the ones he's after. Those that are walking in darkness out there, at the present time, he's already got them. It's those that are trying to study and learn and become that child of God that he's after. But, you see, we have the authority and the power within us to stand against him, to give him a black eye and tell him, get out of my life, get out of my home, get out of my family, and leave us alone. He's got to go. But he will be back with something else. Because he keeps looking for a way. And you have to make sure that you don't have any openings or cracks for him to come through. We have now come to the end of our chapter. And I pray that you've got something out of it today. It's done you some good. And let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we close your word, I thank you for your word. I thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank you for the Holy Spirit. And Father, we pray for Israel, Jerusalem, to have peace. But even more than that, Father, that they will all accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, as their Messiah. And Father, for this land, ours, we're asking, Father, for those that are sitting in high places and offices that is bringing this evil upon this land and this people to be removed from office and replaced by those that belong to you, that love you, love the Lord Jesus Christ, love your church, love your people, and love this country. And that will work with us, Father, to bring this land to repentance and put our government back upon the foundation in which it was founded, that being your word and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Father, I pray, pursue Branson, Dave Branson, Father, and all of those that is part of this ministry and those that listen to this ministry, Father. And I pray, Father, for Debbie. She's got shingles, Father, and she even has them in her eyes. Father, touch her this day, Father, and bring about the healing, and most especially for the eyes, Father. And Father, I pray for each and every family, for those that are part of this ministry, and those that listen, Jenny Powers, Dennis Lee, Bobby and Millie Johnson, James Taylor, Amy, her husband Tom, son Jacob, my wife, myself, And I pray for those, Father, there in Brandenburg, in that nursing home. I pray for them to get better, Father, and to be able to leave that place and go home. Be with us all throughout this day. Keep us in health. Keep us safe. Bring us back together this evening at 6 p.m. and back into your word. Father, this I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, everyone. Walk with God. He'll walk with you and have a great, great day.